Situated in a rocky valley in the southern part of the West Bank, just below a controversial Israeli settlement of the same name, sits the Palestinian village of Susia. It's really just a small cluster of tents that is now the subject of an international dispute. Here, the villagers pass the time in the hot sun, waiting, worried Israel may destroy their homes.
At any time, the bulldozers could come and wipe this place out, off the map.
The occupied territory.
For years, Rabbis for Human Rights has been working to prevent that. Rabbi Asherman says he's lost count of how many times Susia has either been demolished or partially demolished. The villagers don't want to leave what they say is their land. But Israel has denied them permission to build, in part because it says the village does not have proper infrastructure and the villagers don't own the land. The village was recently denied a court injunction to stop the latest leveling. Nasser Nawaja shows us what is slated to be bulldozed.
10 people.
And this is on the list to be demolished.
Yeah, and the left, this and the kitchen.
He tells me 150 Palestinians, including some 45 children, will be homeless if the village is razed. Many of this community's most important structures were donated by EU member states. For example, these solar panels were a gift from Germany. And now the international community is trying to save the village. The European Union called on Israel to halt plans for the, quote, forced transfer of population and demolition of Palestinian housing. And now the United States is weighing in, with a rare visit from the U.S. Consul General to signal opposition to the Israelis' plans.
Demolition of this Palestinian village or of parts of it and evictions of Palestinians from their homes would be harmful and provocative.
If something like that would happen, it will be only after it was authorized by our courts.
Israeli authorities say they've met with residents to look at alternative solutions. Villagers say the proposed alternative, to move to a nearby Palestinian town, won't work. The property and land proposed by the state already belongs to other Palestinians, resident Azem Nawaja says. How are we supposed to live on the ruins of others? If Susia is ultimately bulldozed, these villagers vow to build again. Aaron McLaughlin, CNN, the Palestinian village of Susia on the West Bank.